This is Dr. Jay Corsandi, and you're listening to The Best Night Ever, the show that's dedicated to helping you get your best night's sleep. Over the last 20 years of treating patients, I've worn many hats, including dentist, engineer, psychologist, artist, corporate executive, and more. I've found that the key to success, health, and longevity lies in sleep, and that's why I created this show. I want to teach you how to make sleep your best friend. Join me on a journey to uncover cutting-edge science, life-changing tips from renowned experts, ancient and modern sleep secrets, game-changing routines, and lifestyle hacks that will educate, inspire, and ultimately help you get the best night ever. Hey everyone, in this episode, I have Rowena Gates, who is the co-founder of a revolutionary technology called NanoV. So I go to a lot of anti-aging, health, wellness events, and they always have these tech halls or exhibit halls full of booths. And her booth is always one of the most packed, full of people trying out her technology. And I was fascinated with this. And I went up to her and I talked to her a while back. And the more I got to know her and her company and the technology and what it was doing, the more I decided that this needs to be something that I need to investigate. So fast forward to about 6 months ago, and I was finally able to get one of these units for me to use both on myself and on my patients, and the results were incredible. And we're going to talk about some of those in the podcast. This machine continues to impress me, and I hopefully you will see what it can do potentially for you. So that's why I wanted to have her on the show to discuss what it is. And in this show, we're going to talk about how Rowena and her partner Hans developed this technology, what the NanoV actually is and how it works, so why it's so popular amongst the biohacking crowd, the high-performance athletes, the wellness crowds, the CEOs, the difference between ordered water and structured water, how the machine reduces oxidative stress and assists in protein folding. I know this sounds a little technical, and it is, but hopefully we'll be able to break it down for you so it can make a little more sense. So what's the difference between using this and drinking pomegranate juice for antioxidants? How does this help with DNA repair? And it does. How does this compare to ozone therapy or molecular hydrogen? How this can be a great supplement to hyperbaric oxygen therapy? I'm going to be doing a podcast on hyperbaric oxygen therapy coming up shortly, and it was a fantastic complement to that, if you've ever been interested in that. Does the NanoV reduce inflammation? Who can benefit from using this product or technology? Are there quantifiable benefits? The big one here is, how does it help with recovery, which is what I use it primarily for? It can also help with aging. And one of the big ones is it can help with sleep, because we always like to talk about how we can optimize our sleep on this show. And we'll talk about Rowena's personal night routine, so we'll get a little glimpse on how she likes to wind down her day and more. So if you're interested in seeing some of these things in action that I talk about on the show, you can always follow me on my Instagram. It's at sleepbiohacker. So I am someone who likes to hack my sleep, hence the podcast. But the Instagram is called sleepbiohacker. And as always, if you've enjoyed this episode, please share or tag or send it. I think it's very easy on the iTunes app, at least, to click those three little dots and just text it over to someone who you think might benefit from this technology. And other than that, on to the show. Okay, we are live. Rowena, welcome to the show.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be here, Jay.
All right, so we're going to be talking about this fascinating technology. I'm super excited to have you on here. This is something that you and your partner have developed, and it's been in the making for almost 10 years now. So a lot has gone into this thing. It's called the NanoV, is that right?
That's right.
Okay. But before we get into that, I just wanted to kind of touch base with what you've done in your past. This isn't your first adventure into technology. You used to do some other stuff with some heavy hitters back in the day.
Yeah, back in the 90s, I was one of those early internet-based entrepreneurs. So I'm actually a serial entrepreneur. It's all I've done.
Okay. And these days, you're focused on this technology device called the NanoV, right?
Correct.
Okay. So what led you to come up with this device?
Well, all the credit on the technology is my partner, Hans Eng.
Okay, Hans Eng.
And he was studying, he has a background in material science and has looked at proteomics. And there's areas there that he was drawing on and looking at the natural triggers for repair, which is a reactive oxygen species, is actually a free radical that triggers repair as well. Mm-hmm. And so in looking at what that signal was, what that wavelength was, he determined that it could be made artificially. Okay. And so he was kind of digging in on the science and then worked through to the solution that's now the NanoV.
Okay, so with a name like Hans, he's obviously from Germany, right?
He is from Germany.
Yes, I've listened to some of his podcasts with some other people, and he's got quite the lovely German accent.
Yes.
This is great. And his background, you said, is in material science and biophysics, things
and
like that?
And engineering.
So perfect fit for this kind of technology, which people listening right now are going, well, you know, what is this thing, right? And before we get into a deeper dive into what this thing is and how it can help you and change lives, I want to try and describe it or ask you to describe it, because I've had it for a while now. And in my practice, I've been having patients try it. I've let friends and family try it. And before I let them do it, I try to describe what it is. And I've tried all kinds of different ways to kind of give them a little preview of what they're going to be in for. But what would be the kind of the quick, let's say, 30-second description of what this thing is?
Okay, it's tabletop about the size of a small printer, and it has tubing that comes from it, and you breathe humidified air from the end of the tubing.
Okay.
And it's the humidity, the water droplets, that are the secret sauce. They've been adjusted by the device so that they will influence biology.
Okay. All right. I've called it the magic anti-aging machine, but I don't know if that's...
It is.
So, and then the name is called NanoV. How did you come up with that name? Because I've been telling people that, and I was wondering about that.
Well, nano's at the very small scale, and V is really vibration. What we're doing is biophysics, and at a certain level, you're shaking things up. And so that's really where it comes from. It also could be taken to be V is life in for Latin. And so it was a good name that way.
Like a little life.
Yeah.
Cute.
No, life at a very small scale.
Life on a small scale.
Because we're working at proteomics. They're just very, very tiny. So.
Yes. I would say this machine kind of goes into that quantum realm almost a little bit.
Hans might not agree with you on that, but there's lots of people that would.
Okay. All right. Yeah. We got to get Hans on here next time. Yeah.
Exactly.
Speaking of Hans too. So this device, it's from Germany. Is it manufactured there?
It's German engineering, but it was actually developed and is manufactured in the U.S.
Ah, okay. And with that engineering, I know I'm a big fan of German products and cars, Mercedes, BMW, Porsche, all these things. They're known for being very precise. And that's one of the things I've noticed when I have it, is that everything is so precise, accurate, solid, stable. And you just know that it's built with a lot of intention, I guess.
Yes.
So do you think this is some of the characteristics that make this stand out as kind of like this premier device?
It absolutely is. And it's part of what you're investing in. Everything in that device is built to last a very, very long time. Probably than my lifetime.
Yeah. I mean, is there stuff that wears out in there? Or you need to do like an oil change?
There's really the weakest part is spec'd for 40,000 sessions of the device you have. And there's no reason that part should fail at that point. It's just at a minimum, it would be 40,000 sessions. So it's a lot. And then if that did fail, you'd just replace it, because we build everything in Seattle. So we can, if a part failed, we'd just replace it. So
I got you.
Yeah, it's really a long-term investment.
Yeah, no, and I've used it a bunch. I've been transporting it around in this little black case, which is so snug and precise, and it just has little wheels, roll it around. Yeah. And yeah, the thing kind of takes a beating and keeps on ticking. So very cool. It's been a favorite of the wellness, anti-aging, you want to call it biohacking crowd for a while now. I mean, I've seen people like Dave Asprey, who've known, Ben Greenfield, Dan Pompa, Luke Story, all these guys, they love this thing, and they just can't stop raving about it. Sports athletes, I know we were talking off mic as well too about pro athletes. So why are so many of these industry leaders embracing this?
Well, one thing is it's got no downside, and it makes other things better. And everybody you mentioned is doing really important things, lots of different things. And it's a device that can amp up everything else. So you kind of get this double upside with it. It doesn't matter if you're doing hyperbarics or PEMF or red light therapy, whatever it might be, it just makes it better.
So it's almost like a secret competitive advantage.
Exactly. Yeah. And I should mention, it also stands in its own right, of course. You don't have to do anything else at all, and it's very measurable benefit.
All right. So when you look at this machine, I mean, I think the first time I saw it was probably online, and then I've seen it at a lot of these conferences and wellness events that you've been to, and you guys have a booth and exhibit. You see this little box, you see this little bendable arm, and you see a little jar with bubbling water and lights changing, right? So this machine is basically utilizing water to perform a function. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And the water, like you had mentioned in the beginning, is exclusion zone or ordered water, right? And this is something that's been the research of Dr. Gerald Pollack up in your neighborhood in the Washington area?
Yes.
Okay. So can you explain what this exclusion zone water is?
I might not do it justice, but the simple explanation is that it's a fourth phase of water, and it's more like a gel than like ice or liquid or vapor. Uh-huh. And so it's called exclusion zone because the water molecules are closely packed together. And when they pack together, they push out any other objects. So it excludes other particles, or it's sort of a gel state that nothing else can exist in.
And what does it do, or what's its function, or what's the benefit of it?
Well, it's got this sort of special property in the human body, and there's a lot more research being done on the various ways the body's using ordered water or exclusion zone water. But if you think of any of the small containers like cells or the capillaries, that's where exclusion water will form, is on the surfaces. And it's not a thick layer, it's just a thin layer on the surfaces. And so you have to have a very small container for it to form. Mm-hmm. And then it's because it's ordered in within the cells, and what relates to nanoV is that there's a transfer in energy, and it's really an entropy from the ordered water to the disordered chain of amino acids that make up a protein. And those amino acids have to fold into a very complex structure. Mm-hmm. And to do that, they need energy. And so they're fed that energy from the water, which would then become a little less ordered while the protein takes its 3D structure. And then the body keeps essentially replenishing the order in the cellular water so that the activities can continue. And so what we did is we copied what the body was doing to replenish the ordered cellular water. We did it artificially, and then we transferred that across humidified water droplets, which are also very small containers for that water, that have been proven to have that ordered water on the shell of the water droplet. Oh. And so then that hits the mucous membrane and goes into the system and just contributes to the ordered water in the system.
Okay. Well, that was pretty good. I mean, I think for people listening out there, I think the fundamental takeaway with this is almost energy, right? I mean, we're giving the body something that it uses and it runs out of or runs less of, and then this is a supplemental energy, I guess. So would that be like a way to explain it?
Yeah, that's a good way to explain it. And as we age, then we're less able to create this ordered water state because things start to not work as well. And so you want to get out of that downward spiral.
Yeah.
You want to augment and keep things moving nicely.
So, okay. So this ordered water, exclusion zone, easy water. I've also heard the word structured water. This isn't that, or is that different, or what's going on there?
Well, a structured water is, I look at that as being a very big umbrella. And the ordered water would fit under that umbrella, but structured water often means many other things besides the state that we're talking about here.
Okay.
And that would include things like Emoto's work with the influencing water with words. And there's all kinds of really amazing, wonderful properties of water. Mm-hmm. It's just that the part we're working with is a fairly narrow band. And so the ordered water is a bit more precise.
I got you. Yeah. And I've read his book. I think it's fascinating, this stuff. And I've talked about it in other podcasts as well. about my kind of fascination with water these days and the properties that it can impart. So big fan of anything that has to do with water manipulation, I guess.
I think we're going to learn a lot more. I think we're going to see a lot more in the next 20 years on water and just what a remarkable substance it is.
Yeah. So speaking of this ordered water or easy water, is it... It's produced in nature. Can I go buy a bottle of this at the store? Or our bodies, you said, make it, but we become less efficient over time?
Yeah, it needs this an energy state. And so it won't store. Think of it like a bottle of water that's been heated up. But once you put it on the store shelf, it loses it. And so people will sell structured water, which could be doing something different. Mm-hmm. And you can structure water by adding things that can improve the use by the human body. There can be good things you can do to water.
Right.
But what we do can't be stored in a bottle.
Yeah. So speaking of that, and I've talked to Martin, one of your employees there, regarding the nasal cannula. So for people listening, and if they're still wondering what this is, you know, we're talking about a little box here with a kind of bendable arm, and then there's like a little cylinder at the end that you can either breathe in by putting it close to your nose, like an inch or two away, and you'll feel this like vibration or pulse type thing and a little bit of water vapor. Or you can use nasal cannulas, which people use, like if you think of like oxygen therapy or, you know, these two little prongs that go in your nose. So one of the questions I had for Martin, I said, well, can I get like a 6-foot long hose? And he said, no, I don't recommend that because the distance that it's traveling, it's being that energy is being lost, right? So you want to have it as quickly as possible. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
And the surface, the inner surface of the cannula is not perfectly smooth. So that can impede those little droplets from moving along intact.
That's why I've been sticking my face right up to the thing. I'm like, I want to get it as high of a dose as possible. So
yeah,
I've been getting real close to that. And it's been very meditative. I know we were talking again off mic, but you know, when I've been using it on my patients here, the act of just sitting there and breathing this and there's that little pulse effect to it is relaxing for me and for many people, where you're just, as long as you're not messing around on your phone and sending a bunch of texts and emails, if you're just literally sitting there breathing this in, and there is such a nice, almost parasympathetic response where you're just kind of just relaxing, whether it's the machine doing it or in conjunction with just sitting quietly and breathing. So.
And it's both. Anytime you sit quietly and breathe, that's going to be, you know, bring you out of a stress mode. But the device can definitely be measured against, you know, a non-functioning device or just sitting there.
Yeah.
And it definitely helps bring the system into the parasympathetic mode.
Yeah.
For virtually everybody, most people have too much stress and not enough relaxation.
I have the other problem. I have too much relaxation. I don't know who has too much relaxation, but yeah. So when you use this, it's, again, you mentioned this, it's aerosol. It's almost like aerosolized, almost like a nebulizer, like an asthma inhaler. So that tends to be the best delivery method for this signaling molecule or water or the...
Yeah, because the water droplets are so small that it'll hold that energy state, the ordered water. So that is the best. We don't know of any others.
Yeah. Okay. And we talked about this in the beginning too. So this machine, I guess the whole point of this conversation or this technology is the machine is here to help improve lives, correct? And I think the main function of this is, I think, twofold, right? We're talking about reduction in oxidative stress and an increase in protein folding function. Does that sound right?
Yeah. Okay. And they're combined. They're coupled together because it's the proteins that will fix the damage done by oxidative stress.
Okay.
And the proteins are doing all the work as well. And so
let's talk about protein folding. I mean, this is something that's a little bit out there for people probably listening, but when I think of folding, I'm thinking of laundry. But so we're talking about strands of amino acids that for them to function, they need energy and they need, I mean, you can probably explain it better than I can.
Well, there's a lot on protein folding. Okay. And I think some simple ways to think of it is like a string of beads, a long chain, mm-hmm. and then it forms a really complicated, twisted, contorted 3D structure. And to do that, it needs to be bonded in places that hold the thing in place, and that those are energy bonds. And so to form the shape and hold the shape, it needs that energy. And so that's the part that we're sort of donating to mm-hmm. with our technology. And there's really interesting results showing the actual impact on unfolded proteins, proteins they damaged in different ways, like radiation or heat or chemically, and then measuring how they are able to refold and repair and work correctly. Mm-hmm. And so the science has been really compelling. It's really exciting. It's not released yet, but there's a publication that's getting ready.
Yeah, I mean, when I first heard the word protein folding, I had to do a little bit of research. But now that I get the idea behind it, I can start to really appreciate the science mm-hmm. and what's actually going on, quote unquote, behind the scenes yeah. of this. And then the other facet that we were talking about is oxidative stress. And mm-hmm. I think you touched on it there, where we're getting bombarded every day with stressors, whether it's environmental, you know, it's pollution, if it's EMF, if it's, you know, toxins in the air, if it's food, if it's whatever it is. I mean, these are all putting a load on our body, right? And the result of that is this reactive oxygen species, is that right?
Yeah, there's that and a lot of different free radicals are formed.
And free radicals, okay.
Yeah, and there's some of them are both free radicals and signaling molecules. And so a lot of them just do damage, but some of them also have this good side to them.
Yeah, I was looking at the website and there's this good reactive oxygen species and bad, right? So the bad ones would be kind of what's known as free radicals. Right?
Yes.
And the point of this technology is to augment the body's ability to fend off against these. Is that what it's doing?
Yeah, and to both fend off and repair
and
the
repair.
Damage.
Okay.
And so if you think about antioxidants will protect against damage because they'll interrupt the free radical, they'll neutralize it, mm-hmm. but they won't fix the damage that's already been done.
Yeah.
And that's where NanoVee's so strong is that it comes in and helps the proteins repair the damage. And that can be the mitochondria,
yeah.
which is something Dave Asprey's talked a lot about.
He loves his mitochondria.
And he notices that's where if you feel more energy using the NanoVee, it's because your mitochondria is working better.
Yeah.
And your mitochondria is challenged because that's where the oxidative damage is done, a lot of it, because it's the mitochondria that burn the oxygen.
Right.
So you can get that boost out of it. And then all the other cell components and all the proteins that are doing every kind of activity, which is kind of boggling, but if you think about anything your body can do, it's probably a protein activity.
Yeah, I was doing some research on this, and proteins, I mean, they're hormones, they're signaling molecules, they're doing so much mm-hmm. of the bodily functions.
And transferring, like hemoglobin's a transfer protein
yeah.
or a storage protein.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that answered my next question there is, as far as antioxidants go, why can't I just chug down a bottle of pomegranate juice and call it a day? But this is totally different.
Okay. Pomegranate juice is a great idea. That's a far better idea than just like loading up on supplements.
Right.
The thing is that with supplements, you can overdo it and actually shut down the signaling capacity.
Mm.
And so they've shown that the first group to show it that I know of was out of Norway about 10 years ago that showed the athletes didn't build muscle and, you know, had this basically a lack of performance if they had too many antioxidants because it interrupted the repair capacity.
So you can overdo it on antioxidants.
You definitely can overdo it. But with pomegranate juice, I mean, that sounds like a pretty good way to go.
Yeah. Now you got me worried because I take too many supplements probably per day and think I might need to reevaluate.
I am not the expert on that. Yeah. And I know that there's a lot of things that we just don't get from our food the way we used to get them.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of us are looking at how we can kind of shore things up.
Okay. All right. How does this help with the DNA repair? I know we mentioned on that a little bit. So you're saying that this helps the protein folding to then help the DNA repair?
Correct. And that's been shown as the double-strand DNA breaks, which are the hard ones to fix, are reduced significantly
right.
for athletes that are using the NanoVee. Now, many of our studies are on athletes because it's legal to stress them. To overstress them
okay.
and then see what happens.
Ah.
But you can't take a sick person and do that to them. So the athletes are a really good subject to look at how well they recover from overexertion.
So speaking of athletes, something that's been quite popular these days is VO2 max.
Yes.
Does this have you measured that, or is this quantifiable?
It has been measured, improvements in VO2 max.
Okay.
Or in VO2 alone, because that's showing better utilization of oxygen.
Yeah. We're going to talk about oxygen about and sleep apnea too as well. So, but yeah.
Okay.
So for people who don't know what VO2 max is, it's the body's, you know, ultimate ability to use oxygen, and it's a sign of cellular function
and athletes can really build up that they're what they're capable of.
I have a procedure that we're going to do on you afterwards where I do that in your throat and in your nose and actually help stimulate opening in there and increase VO2 max as well. So I'm a fan.
That's a really interesting point. It's not just about sleep. It's about utilization.
Yeah.
If you've got something obstructive.
Exactly.
Oh, that's so interesting. I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah, see? How does this compare? Okay, so the technology is, some people saw it and they say this looks like a CPAP machine, or other people say that this looks like an oxygen thing that you might see at like an airport or at a casino or something like that. But this is something totally different.
It is.
But how does it compare to, let's say, like an oxygen booth at the mall or a hyperbaric oxygen therapy chamber or molecular hydrogen? I mean, there's so many different things going on these days that I'm thinking of as bubbling and blowing out stuff. So how does this compare to those things?
Okay, now don't be fooled by bubbling and blowing out stuff.
Yes.
But with oxygen, to start with, both hyperbaric and concentrated oxygen, they're adding more oxygen to the system. And our device will improve utilization, but there's no extra oxygen. So if a person is low in blood oxygen saturation, better utilization will show an improvement. And so they get that improvement by more oxygen with concentrated oxygen.
Okay, so you can use this in conjunction.
Absolutely. There's a lot of use in conjunction, and there's a tremendous use amongst hyperbaric centers. The combined results are so much better. And so that's something where there's been a little while ago now, but there's a real run on NanoV devices sold to hyperbaric centers. And we have some centers with 4 devices,
wow,
you know, that are just, they just get better outcomes.
And it's something that you would do before or after the therapy or during, or how does that work?
Most do it after.
Okay.
And after hyperbaric, the body's still flooded with oxygen for up to almost an hour.
Mm.
So then if you add the NanoV while it's still flooded, you're really getting a double upside.
Yes.
And also it helps people kind of adjust from the therapy better. So some people will do better than others coming out of hyperbaric.
Okay. One other one that is interesting to me is molecular hydrogen. And, and I've had those tablets that I've used, and I've talked about them on my jet lag hacking episodes. And then there's machines and generators that'll do it as well too. Yes. So how does that compare to this?
So molecular hydrogen is a very different thing.
Okay.
It's a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of the research out of Japan showing benefit of it. And it's really a great combination. They're complementary, but our device doesn't, it's not a molecular hydrogen device, and theirs cannot do what ours does.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, the confusion is in the version where you, instead of drinking the water, you breathe from a tube.
The cannulas, yeah.
Right. And then that's automatically a confusion because there aren't that many things where you're breathing out of a cannula.
Mm-hmm.
So people tend to think, well, then it's at the far end, it's all the same.
Yeah.
But it's really very different.
Yeah, I think so.
And molecular hydrogen, we were talking about antioxidants before. It's a fabulous free radical scavenger. Mm-hmm. It's very small molecule. It'll get in places. It'll scavenge free radicals. And our device is not a scavenger of free radicals. Remember, we're repairing free radical damage, which is after the fact.
Yeah.
And so it's on that preventative side.
Yeah, I think this technology takes it one step further beyond any kind of scavenging. Is it's active repair of past damage or damage that's happening on the fly. And I think there was a stat which I was reading that the body produces quadrillions of free radicals a day, which is nuts. I mean, these are just crazy things. And if you exercise, that'll increase it 100 times. So we're just free radical damage producing machines.
Exactly. And the amazing thing about the body is it does all this repair all the time on the fly. It's incredible.
It does all this repair. The trick, I think, is especially as we get older, is that we become less efficient, right? And that's where things like this technology come into play, where it helps boost our body's ability to kind of fight back. Is that right?
Exactly. And not go into those downward spirals, because once the protein activities aren't as good, then they don't repair the free radical damages as well, and on.
Yeah.
And so you really want to do this and, you know, what you can to not let that go downhill.
I know. I certainly don't want to go down that road. I see patients every day that are suffering from so many different diseases, and most of them chronic these days. It's all chronic stuff. There's acute stuff still happens. Yeah, you can get hit by a car and things like that. But these chronic inflammatory diseases are just so rampant and so difficult to deal with, because a lot of these are lifestyle diseases.
Yes.
And, I think this machine is a complement to a healthy lifestyle. Maybe, I don't know if it's the chicken or the egg, where, you know, if you start using this, you become more aware of your choices, or you start making good choices, then this becomes a benefit on top of that.
And it doesn't really matter. I think everybody should know that even with these chronic illnesses, there's tremendous room for improvement, because the body is kind of designed to repair itself.
Yeah.
So you just have to help it and not do those bad things to it.
Don't do the bad things, folks.
And do the good things. Do the good things. And one of the best things is sleep, is good quality sleep. It's, you just can't buy that. You know, you got to have that sleep. That's when the body's repairing.
Yeah.
All this protein activity, all that repair, a lot of that gets done at night.
Yeah. And we're going to talk about sleep too, because this is the best night ever. And this is all about sleep and how this can affect that. But before we get to that, my question for you, I guess, is who can benefit from this technology?
So in our history, the first many, many years were chronic illness.
Chronic, okay.
And any chronic illness is an oxidative stress-related illness at some level. And then more recently, we've had a lot more uptake by athletes, both amateur and professional, high-performance individuals, and wellness and healthy aging, which we love, because there's so many more people who are interested in preserving their health rather than trying to recover it later.
Yeah.
And that's a joy for us. We just love it to be working with those people, or very high-performance individuals. I want to just shout out to this racing team called J2. These people are in their 60s. And they are winning world-class auto endurance racing, which is both physically and mentally incredibly demanding.
Yeah. I'm a big car enthusiast, and that was one of the people that I was going to mention earlier on. I see that there's a German racing team, right?
Yeah, they're actually, one of the members is German, one British, and one U.S.
Okay.
But the team is kind of out of the U.S.
They're racing, is it Mercedes or BMW? Or?
They're now racing Mercedes. They were in Porsches till this year.
Oh, man. Yeah. I mean, I'm a fan, and as soon as I saw that they're using this, I know I've raced cars before too, and I know that the endurance, that, you know, people might not think that it's a athletic thing, but no, it's a big deal. Sitting in this car, it's often hot. You're pulling high G forces, sweating like crazy. I mean, it's a total teardown of your entire body. I mean, it's like crazy workout.
And they make a life important decision every couple seconds.
Yes, you don't want to mess up there, because it's life or death.
Yeah, it's really quite amazing. And again, there's a sleep issue there, because when people are in such an intense situation, then they're meant to just go home and go to sleep.
Yeah.
And that's the case with every professional athlete as well. They have trouble unwinding from the game.
Yeah.
And they're in a highly competitive, you know, really stress mode.
Sympathetic mode, yeah.
And then switching from that to sleep is super challenging.
Does this help with that?
It does. It'll help bring that, you know, into that calm parasympathetic mode.
Yeah.
And almost every professional athlete will use it for that.
Amazing.
When they get back to their hotel room.
So we're talking about the people that can use this are people that are either sick and trying to become normal, healthy, I guess. And then there's also the optimization crowd that are fairly healthy, but they want to, quote unquote, take it to the next level. Is that right? And is there like a recovery benefit with this as well too? Or is that kind of in between the two of those?
It's really more the performance side, because that's one of the reasons athletes perform so well is they can train harder. If you recover faster, you can train harder and you can take your game to the next level. And the faster recovery is something that every trained athlete can notice.
Yeah.
So the athletes that are tuned in, they know how long it normally takes to feel good, or how tough the workout normally feels, and so on. They're tuned in. They can all tell the difference with the Nano V.
Okay. So I've had the device for a couple months now, and I want to talk about some of my personal experiences with this thing.
Oh, please.
Yeah. For me personally, I've noticed it helps with sleep, because I've tracked it, and we were talking before about these, you know, consumer trackers like the Oura Ring and the BioStrap and things like that. And generally my scores improved with that over time with usage. I tend to use it more. I do a lot of hot yoga, and I think hot yoga is a great escape, I guess. And for me, it's a great workout because I'm sweating like crazy. I'm in the heat. There's this whole heat shock protein. You know, it's almost like an infrared sauna with a workout, with a meditation. So, and a ton of water flushing out. So when I do that, I get home, I use that, and recovery is, you know, I bounce back the next day much faster. And these are tough workouts. I mean, I'm in a 120 degree room for an hour doing crazy poses. It's no joke. But whenever I use this device, I do feel like the next day is easy, and I can go back and do another class that next night. Back in the day when I was not using this, I felt like the next day would be, oh my God, this is going to be tough to go back into this place. So personally, I've found that to be the biggest benefit for me. I think you may have seen my brother-in-law. I put a post, it was a couple of weeks ago. He rides motorcycles, he did ride motorcycles, and he got swiped by a semi-truck on the freeway. And it was a pretty big accident. He survived, and you know, he's around now and he's getting better, but he was hospitalized for almost a month with recovery and physical therapy things. So as soon as I found out about it, I actually took the device over to the hospital. And this is kind of like Dr. Pompa as well too. I know his son had a major accident as well. And I dropped it off at the hospital, and I told him, just start using this thing as much as possible. Your body's just been torn up. It's tons of oxidative stress and inflammation, and you need as much healing as possible. He used it for a couple of days there, and for, you know, I don't know if it was that or therapies or the drug, whatever it was, I think all of it together made a big difference, and he was out of there faster than usual. The doctors came back and said, hey, you're bouncing back.
Okay.
And time to go home. So, you know, that's an N of one, but it's personal, and it helped him. And the biggest benefit is that it wasn't a drug. It wasn't an IV. It wasn't, pills. And just completely non-invasive, completely easy. He was bedridden. So all he did is just, you know, hook the machine up and put the cannulas on and breathe and do whatever he had to do. So very excited about that one.
Yeah. Wow. That's scary.
It's scary, but you know, these are the benefits that we see when we have these technologies to utilize. And the third one is my dad, and I haven't mentioned this to you yet, but he's in an Alzheimer's facility. Mm-hmm. So he's, you know, and I've been dealing with this for a couple of years now with talk about, you know, chronic dementia. And I go see him about once a week, and I took the machine a couple of weeks ago with me just as an experiment. And I brought it to the place. We had lunch. We hung out. We talked. He doesn't really recognize me anymore, so he's just basically keeping him company. And I took the machine. I plugged it in, and he was a little fidgety first, but he's fully aware, and you know, he'll do stuff. And I put the cannulas on him, and he sat there. You know, first he wanted to take it off, but I just told him, just hang out, hang with me here for a second. Within about a minute or two, he became very calm. I mean, generally he's very talkative. He just talks kind of nonsense stuff. But once he had the machine on, my mom was there too. And she goes, and he has a caregiver there as well. And she goes, we only see him do that when he's kind of happy and calm. And he sat there for about 15 minutes. And it was just, and we were just looking at him and just smiling. And it was a beautiful thing. And it was an amazing thing. So
that's really sweet.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
I know it went on and on, but it was nice to see him like that. So the personal benefits I've seen have been, you know, transformative. And that's why I'm excited to have you on here to talk about this, because, yeah, we can talk about this cool biohacking gadget that, you know, all the cool people are using. But, I mean, if it really has these profound ramifications for helping people heal and get better, I think that's the major selling point there. Speaking of that and all this hospital stuff and care, so this is not a medical device, right?
It's an FDA class 1 device.
Okay.
And that means that we don't make medical claims about it. It doesn't cure and, you know, treat. Mm-hmm. And so that's partly why it fits so well for, you know, optimizing performance, healthy aging, wellness.
Yeah.
And we don't need to talk about any specific diseases. The body will address those. We just help the body work better.
So, and you don't need a prescription for it?
Correct.
Right. And it doesn't interfere with any medications or supplements or anything like that?
It does not interfere. It's worth watching things, because if your body starts to work better, that might require other changes.
Mm.
You might be overcompensating for something if your body comes back online and starts doing its, you know, functioning better. It might not need as much supplementation, say, as it used to need. And so it's worth just being mindful of that. And so much of it is how you feel and, you know, you get a sense for it.
Yeah. And I think in this category, you know, a lot of people are quick to jump on the next supplement bandwagon or powder or mix or technology. But if there's ways to optimize the body on its own to help it heal, give it the tools, then you probably need less of all this other stuff that you're talking about here, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And depending what it is, because it's a huge spectrum, from maybe some extra collagen all the way to some heavy hitting pharmaceutical.
Right, right, right.
And so, but people, there are certain pharmaceuticals that people use where it's very easy to get an indication and either not need as much or need less.
Yeah.
And for certain pharmaceuticals, actually needing less over time is extremely rare.
Yeah.
And so those are things that people can tell.
So this isn't something that is intended to cure or diagnose anything. We touched
That's
on that.
That's correct.
However, have you had any feedback or stories? Kind of like, well, I know I've had my stories now too. What have you heard from people across the planet? I mean, it ships internationally, right? This is all across the world?
Yes.
Okay. What have you heard back from people who use this, like any kind of transformative stories or anything?
Well, there are lots of them. And we have over 50 chronic illnesses that we have stories about that have come back where doctors have said, okay, you know, these are results. This is what I saw. Some of them with good amounts of data associated with them. And so that's all of those chronic illnesses. It's really just the body repairing, and we're helping the body.
Yeah.
And so it doesn't, in some ways, it seems too good to be true. How could it help this and that? And, you know, that just can't be.
Yeah.
But it's, don't think at that level. It's like good hydration or something, that it helps everything.
Yeah.
And so it's very fundamental.
Yeah. And those are the kinds of stories that I love. It's the ones that, you know, that's not supposed to happen. Or
yeah.
How did that happen? And just
we get that a lot with like your brother-in-law or surgeons, and it's not a study. It's not a medical, you know, there's nothing precise about it. But we get a lot of doctors that are like kind of in disbelief that, you know, of how the progress a person's making.
Yeah.
And that kind of thing.
And I think I mentioned this to Martin as well, too, who works for your company, about the, what was we going to say? About how the people that can benefit from it, the ones who maybe are more sick, have more room for improvement, might notice the difference more profoundly or faster. Is that possible?
That's absolutely the case. And there's one caveat, but the other group that notice it are the high performance people.
Okay.
And the one caveat with the people that are very ill is that some of them are very ill because they don't notice things.
Yes. Oh, I know all about that.
It's how well tuned, how tuned in you are.
Yeah.
And your condition, both.
Yeah. You have to be aware of the illness or your physical state to then be aware of the benefits, I think.
Right. Yes. And then there's also the frog in the water thing, where people can get better slowly and not notice it. Because it's just gradual to them, whereas their son or daughter or aunt or whatever, you know, will notice a profound impact.
Yeah.
But there's a good number of people. It's like, well, it's not dramatic, you know, nothing's really happened.
Yeah. I mean, the tendency for people in society is like they want instant gratification, maximum results yesterday.
Exactly.
But that's not how this typically works.
Right. Right.
It's a commitment. It's a lifestyle change.
Right. And some people can notice right away, and many people will notice they sleep better that night.
Okay.
So one session and they notice they sleep better. Or there's certain things with fatigue that they notice they have more energy and they can tell things quickly. And then high performance people can tell.
Yes. It's like a race car, finely tuned race car.
Exactly.
High precision machine.
And
okay.
Both mental and physical on okay. that. But then after that, it could be more gradual and less obvious.
Okay. So for people listening, how long does a session last?
There's three devices.
Okay.
And the difference is how powerful they are, and they vary from an hour to 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. Of course, you can do more or less. And generally, I do far more than just the minimum. You know, I don't stop, but I sit there and work. I don't even pay attention that I'm using it, and I let that thing run.
Can you overdose? You can't overdose on it.
No, you can. There's certain people, if they're carrying a lot of toxicity, mm-hmm. it does a great job in helping the cell function better, which includes letting go of toxins. So the people that have a lot of toxicity have to start with short sessions and build up.
Okay.
And the thing is, they'll start to feel a little woozy. And if they don't stop, they might start to get a headache. It's just sort of these symptoms of detox.
Yeah.
And so for those people, they tend to know who they are because they usually have some challenging condition like Lyme or something.
Yeah.
They just start slowly.
Is there an optimal time to use it? Or I guess it depends.
No, I think it really depends on what you're trying to accomplish. For recovery, clearly after. For athletes that want hormesis, they need to wait and not do it right after working out. They want to give time for all that damage to upregulate the system and then do it a few hours later. For performance, you're going to do it before.
Okay.
There's a study done on lactate that it's dramatically less blood lactate in athletes that were pre-treated with the NanoV.
Oh.
And by that, I mean 17% less.
Wow. That's why I did a whole session before we started this, because I had to perform.
But that was placebo controlled. Okay. So against a device that was just turned off inside.
Right.
So for athletes where lactate's an issue, then using it before they perform is a great idea.
Okay, so if you want less lactic acid, is that what you're talking about? Okay, are there any contraindications? Can kids use it?
No, we've had kids using it. Yes, kids can use it. We've had children as young as, you know, in the incubator in the hospital,
wow.
kind of thing, like really, really early,
amazing.
Tiny babies.
Yeah, I know. I've had my kids use it, and they get a blast with all this biohacking stuff. And
yeah,
they're probably a bit more optimized than we are, and they haven't been as damaged. But
they're way better than we are.
But there's also kids with chronic things as well going on, and that could be a big benefit for them.
Correct. And there's lots of kids with inflammation and issues that if it's not already, you know, a health concern, it will be.
Has it helped with like autism kids? Have you guys had any experience with that?
We have had, we have quite a lot of experience with autism. And I have to say what is appropriate to say.
Yeah, of course.
The autistic kids are, it's interesting because they call it a spectrum, but there really is a lot of variation within that group. For some kids, it can be a huge factor, and then less so for other kids. It may not be the piece of the puzzle for some autistic kids where it is for others.
Yeah.
So that's a variable. You want to try it.
Yeah.
And the
good thing is that it's fairly easy to get into it. I mean, assuming there's a practice. I mean, what's the best way for people if they wanted to try this or do it or experience it? Is there a locator or something on the website or
call Jay?
Yeah, no. Come see me and you can try it.
Yes, at the bottom of the footer of the website, there's a locator, and the website is eng3corp.com. So engcorp.com.
Okay.
And then down there, there's a locator. You have to put your zip code in, and then it will tell you what's nearby.
Yeah.
So that's a good way to try it out.
Yeah.
And then hopefully in most cities, there's somewhere that's handy to really try it. you want to use it regularly,
yeah,
not just once.
Yeah.
And so we do what we can to make that possible for people.
Yeah. So speaking of, if you wanted to try it, you can. If you wanted to have it for yourself, this technology, I wouldn't call it mainstream yet. It's almost like the cell phones of the early days that were a little bit more expensive. And then as time goes on,
yeah,
it becomes much more attainable for people. But how would you justify the cost? I mean, if you wanted to buy one of these, they're still a little bit expensive, I think, for most people. But yeah, how would you justify the cost?
So just so people know, they range from a little above $5,000 to a little bit below $14,000. Just so people know what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. It really is a long-term benefit. Over the long haul, it's a tremendous value compared to something that's a consumable.
Yeah.
And one thing that's wonderful about this device is it can treat 20 people a day.
Yeah.
And so, well, not the one with the hour-long session, really, yeah, but the whole family can use it. Many people can share one device, and it's great in centers like the Alzheimer's Center, say, you know, many people could use one device at a place like that because it's handy.
Yeah.
And so that's really been our goal, is to get it out more readily. We'd love to have more in gyms and places that are more publicly available.
Yeah.
So we have many, many more sites than are listed on our locator. But if it's a medical doctor, they don't allow somebody to just come in and do a session.
Right.
And so it'd be nice to have it in places that are a little more public access.
Yeah. Like, I think, you know, meditation, yoga places. I mean, if my yoga place had one, I would be right there. I mean, I think it's a perfect fit.
Let's go get them.
The technology, so we talked about it. It's very easy to do. For people listening, I just want to kind of quickly summarize. You just sit there and you breathe the stuff in. You can either put your nose close up to the tube, I guess, or you can put a nasal cannula on and just close your eyes, breathe. The machine that I have is the 15-minute model, and you said it goes up to 60-minute one. So I'll tend to do probably 20, 30 minutes a day as mm-hmm. well. And I'll generally do it at night after yoga. I usually do yoga after work, and then I'll go do that. And I'll do some other little biohacking goodies as well too. And the sleep benefits have been very nice for me. Let's talk about that as well too. How do you, or what have you seen in terms of feedback as far as helping people with this and sleep?
Well, I just heard from James Paxton, who's a major league baseball pitcher for the Yankees. And that was one of the things he called out, was the benefit for sleep. And another major league pitcher, Shane Green, who's with the Braves, same thing. That was what they noticed. These are young, healthy guys. And that's really one of the things that they noticed as a standout, was to get better sleep. And that's just the body coming back into balance. And we help the body. And one of the first things it's going to do is rebalance itself.
Yeah.
And so the sympathetic, parasympathetic balance will improve. And that's why it's fairly universal. Almost everybody has that experience.
Yeah. Speaking of sleep too, as well, and I've done episodes and trainings on jet lag hacking. I've seen some posts of people who will put this in their car as soon as they land off of the plane. They're driving back to their house and they've got a AC adapter or whatever, those cigarette lighter adapters, and they're using it in the car. Have you noticed that as well too?
Well, for jet lag, it's definitely a huge improvement. Anything that requires a lot of repair, and flights are, you know, you're getting...
They beat you up.
Yeah, they do something. And so it's definitely used a lot for jet lag. And that's one of those executive function things, which is another place I'd love to see it used, is in corporations.
Yeah.
Many people at work could share it. And executive function, these people are paid a lot of money. You know, they need to perform.
So instead of, you know, chatting around the water cooler, you're going to be gossiping around the NanoV.
Exactly. And get these, you know, a woman or a man who gets off a plane and then they're meant to go right back into the office and work. You know, they need help.
And I'm all about as much help as possible. And just to get back to kind of the cost and the investment of this thing, I have this discussion with patients every day as far as snoring and sleep apnea treatments and the investment in their health. And I tell them personally, I will, within reason, I'll spend as much money as I can to avoid ever ending up in another hospital. Now, you know, short of having some kind of, you know, acute trauma, I don't want to get that chronic illness syndrome and whatever one out there, you know, type 2 diabetes, Alzheimer's, dementia, cancer, any of those. Mm-hmm. So if this device, along with all the lifestyle stuff that I do and the biohacking and all that, helps prevent that, I think that's worth a million times more than that.
And this is modern thinking, yeah, that you invest in your health because that's actually the most cost-effective thing to do, yeah, even if you didn't care about your health, because you just don't want to get really sick. That's expensive.
Folks, you don't want to get sick. Listen to Rowena. I can tell you it's expensive. Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, and that's a new trend. So that's where we see a lot more people that are investing to prevent these problems later.
So we were talking about oxygen levels as well too. And I treat patients for snoring, sleep disordered breathing, snoring, sleep apnea. And these people are stopping breathing 20, 30, 40 times an hour, or they're snoring off the charts where their airflow is obstructed. And one of the things we test and measure while they're asleep is their SpO2, oxygen levels, pulse ox. And these people will go down into the 70 percentile, 60 percentile. I've had patients up in the high 40s. And some of those, I'm like, you need to go to the urgent care down the road. This is off the charts. It's crazy. But generally, you know, people will be down in the 70%. And do you think this helps? I know we touched on it a little bit, but for people who are either snoring or have sleep apnea, can this help with them in terms of, I know it doesn't really open up the obstruction, but it can help with the inflammatory response of the body of not getting oxygen, or the actual capacity of the body's oxygen carrying ability?
Right, with the oxygen utilization.
Uh-huh.
And all of those are protein functions of the, to, you know, all of the repair and to transport and all of that.
Yeah.
So there's absolutely the potential for that better utilization and just supporting the whole system.
Yes. And I'm going to continue. I mean, I have it in my practice here. So if you're in the LA area and you want to come check it out, just, you know, shoot me a message on Instagram. I'm on Sleep Biohacker is my Instagram, yeah, account, or Snore Experts, which is my business or practice. And then we could definitely figure something out for you to get here and try it out and see if it helps you. One of the questions I've been asking people that have been on the show lately, and I'm kind of curious about because I have my own, is what is your nighttime routine? How do you unwind and get ready for sleep?
I go to bed early.
Okay.
And regularly. So typically at about the same time. And I will do, I'm one of these people that falls asleep within, you know, 40 seconds. So I try to do a sort of a, you know, a bit of a practice of gratitude and ending on a positive note. And in the evening, I'll always wear the orange tinted. I typically don't use the red.
The blue blocking. We're talking about the blue blocking glasses.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Sometimes I'll use the red. Yeah. Late at
the
night.
Reds are intense.
But I'll always use that if I'm, I'll never look at screens at, yeah, night with my eyes not protected, including movies. Sometimes I have to tip the glasses up to see the bright green. It's like, oh.
Yeah, you forget what color it is.
Yeah. But, and so I never use screens, and I try to actually read real books.
Yeah.
So rather than doing a lot of reading online in the evening.
Okay. So a little bit of light mitigation, a little bit of mindfulness, and off you go in a book, which I've been reading a lot of books lately, actual physical paper books, which has been nice and just helps me unwind as well. So I do like that routine.
Yeah.
Works for you, right? So we mentioned it before, but people who want to learn more about this technology, I know it's a little bit complicated sometimes to really grasp what this is. I think if you saw the explainer videos on your website, that makes it a lot, mm-hmm, easier. And where can they go to learn more about this again?
So that's eng3corp.com, eng3corp.com. And if you are willing to fill in the form there, we are willing to not spam you. So when we send information out, we do send the pricing, but then we're sending results of studies and things like that. We're not sending, you know, buy this device now. Yeah. And so we do send out emails, but they're always things that would be of interest to somebody who's interested in health and well-being and potentially the NanoV device.
Yeah. So for people listening, I would recommend you go to the website, check it out. This is some technology that I don't know if it's ahead of its time or if now's the time. I know they've spent many years developing this and countless hours. It's been, for me, I get excited because this is stuff that's thinking outside the box a little bit, and,
yeah,
and it makes a big difference with minimal cost, at least in terms of needing to take some kind of pill or some kind of injection or some kind of IV. I know all these people out there love doing all this biohacking stuff. For me, I'll take as much as I can, but if there's ways to get it non-invasively, quickly, mm-hmm. calmly, I'm gonna go for that. That's yeah. just me. I think this has been a fascinating show. I want to thank Rowena from Eng 3 or NanoV to mm-hmm. thank her for coming out here. I've learned a lot. I hope people listening have as well.
Hopefully. And just another comment on that website. There's a How It Works page, which has a 3-minute 3D animated video that does a far better job than I do or most other people. So if you're curious, that's a good place to go and be entertained for 3 minutes and see what we're talking about.
Yeah, I would encourage everyone to go check that out. Think about your health, your lifestyle. Think about your goals. You know, like we said, we want to be a little bit more aware of where we want to be and how we want to get there. Things like this are technologies that can actually change and revolutionize your life. So Rowena, thanks for joining me today on the Best Night Ever podcast. This has been a blast, and I look forward to seeing you soon.
Oh, thanks so much.
Well, folks, you've made it to the end, and thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Rowena is an absolute sweetheart. She's chock full of information, and she's really dedicated to helping people all across the world. Again, I always encourage you to go out there and learn more about these different technologies and her company. If you want to learn more about me or see these things in action, you can also follow me on my Instagram account. It's called Sleep Biohacker. Again, I'm that guy that loves to hack his sleep. So Sleep Biohacker on Instagram is where you can find me. Thanks again for tuning into the show. If you know people that might be interested in learning about these things that I talk about, please share. You know, if you can get this over to a couple people that want to learn more about sleep hacking, that's what I do this for. I know when I mention it to people, they say, I need to know where I can get more of this information. So you've listened to it. You made it all the way to here. So please hit those little 3 dots, I think, on your phone and send it over to someone who can potentially benefit. Other than that, thanks again for tuning in. Stay tuned for more episodes and see you all next time. Have a best night ever. Bye-bye.
This broadcast is for informational purposes only. Statements and views expressed in this show are not medical advice. The show, including Dr. Jay Crisandi, the co-host, guest, and the producers, disclaim responsibility for any possible adverse effects from the use of any information contained herein. Opinions of the guests are their own. We do not endorse or accept responsibility for statements made by guests, nor do we make any representations or warranties about guest qualifications or credibility. If you think you have a medical problem, please consult a licensed physician.